WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at YouTube.com/WNRN Radio.
And now, joining me in studio, we've got Elvis Perkins of Elvis Perkins in Deerland. They're playing tonight at the Outback Lodge here in Charlottesville. WNRN, very proud to be presenting and very happy to be welcoming Elvis into the studio. Hi, Elvis.
How do you do? Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Elvis is touring in support of your second full-length album, is that right?
This is true, yes.
Okay. Now, the first one was just under your own name, Elvis Perkins, Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And very critically acclaimed debut album from you.
I did my best.
And now you've got this supporting band. So I'm wondering, you know, how this evolution took place. Had you always, I gather you've known these guys for a while.
Yeah.
Were they working with you when you did Ash Wednesday or not?
The drummer appears on one of the tracks, the bass player appears on three or four, and our sort of libero everything man was present at some of the sessions but didn't actually get put onto tape on the first one.
Okay.
Me and him and the drummer were making music sort of around the time Ash Wednesday was made, so we're playing around with some of the same songs and different arrangements and working on other stuff. Not really working, but goofing around. So yeah, we've known each other forever and have played music in different forms over the years, and when it came time to take Ash Wednesday on the road, or even long before it was actually finished, I decided to move east and form this band with these guys. And we've been on the road with Ash Wednesday for a good year and a half together, and you know, it made sense
to keep them around.
Yeah, and make a record together. And
they won you over.
Here we are. Yeah,
you thought they, you know, they followed you home, and you thought you would keep them.
Exactly.
Now I'm curious. It's kind of a silly question, but I haven't actually seen any answer to how you got your name. It sounds like a child's fantasy movie or something like that. Elvis Perkins in Deerland. But how did you, you know, hit upon the name for your band?
You know, we tossed a few things around, and you know, knew that I for a while was wondering if I even wanted to include my own name in my first record, or
right,
if I was going to make something up. Because Ash Wednesday was going to come out with my name on it, we decided that that would be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being so-and-so and the such-and-such,
right,
which has never struck me quite right vibrationally, like the Heartbreakers and all that, like,
right,
I don't know, leave
right
something to be desired. and maybe this new paradigm does too, I don't know. But we just decided to give it a little bit of a slant and present the band as if it were, and I think it is, some sort of atmosphere or some sort of environment that's created by, you know, three.
A room-filling phenomenon.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, we would love to hear something from either album, either Ash Wednesday or the new one, Elvis Perkins in Deerland.
Well, I'm going to sing, I think, from the new album.
All right.
Just because that seems like the thing to
pertinent
do.
Okay.
Pertinent. Yeah, this is a song kind of about togetherness called Send My Fond Regards to Lonelyville, and it goes like this.
Send my fond regards to Lonelyville. I'm staying in my well-appointed valley on the hill. Oh, I'll grow hail on seawater, sun on the honey milk. Oh, and leave something to loneliness, sweet will. Young Will. Well, I once was there to find the girl that mystic morning's eve, right there in the shade with everything up its leaves, and waking to the marvel to be known, to be free. You will hear the jealous southern bells blowing in the breeze. Some with the forked tongues they'd love again to unlearn. and some for a heart of bright and shiny urn. You see, some say only a spell, it's the last they've seen or heard. But for all the night falls on them, alone, alone will yearn. Now say hello to the blind king, when he was two hands younger and all empty of a queen. But in her place the lone spade waltzes in to a silent hymn. He unfolded there with 21 and Jack the blacksmith's cry. And this is how they'll come to leave their lonelinesses. The weeks will pass in a tennis match and then she for him undresses. For so long with no point for the distant mister and the near missus. Or it will be love, love from above, when at length the arrow hisses. Waterfall wallpaper clings to its dear life. A 2D holiday burns all through the night. The holy lonelies lead their pibbles down to the tide, singing, oh no, this heart of mine won't be licked by the fire. And they cast the independent man, his anchor and his spear. First in gold, then out the capital, and through the prism of a tear. The moon sets on the great purse of the sea like a folding mirror. And pointed on the promised land, the sisters disappear. I set my prayers tonight for Lonelyville. You see them fall with the snow at the long windowsill. And the ghost of the oak moonlight, it falls on Slater Mill. Oh, and leave something to loneliness, sweet William Will. We'll be right back.
Elvis Perkins on WNRN. Elvis Perkins in Deerland will be at the Outback Lodge tonight here in Charlottesville. And Elvis, that was Send My Fond Regards to Lonelyville, featuring probably my favorite line on the whole album about the weeks, I'm going to butcher it, but about the weeks going by like a tennis match until she for him undresses. And it made me wonder, when you have such a great line like that, it makes me start thinking more about the songwriting. For you, do you begin with lyrics? Do you begin with music? Do they kind of spring forth organically together, like from the head of Zeus? How does that happen?
That's the rare scenario, the Athena moment.
Yes.
Normally they hobble sort of together towards the finish line.
Okay.
And often it's a pairing of things, like that Lonelyville business was sitting around for a while and it needed a melody, and one day the melody arrived, and like, you know, I'm not sure if other words tried to usurp it, but things fit together well enough, and when they do, then you have the beginnings of a song, and then it's either good enough to keep working on or not, or get rid of it. It's funny you like that line, that almost really didn't make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who's that guy who wrote those... Who wrote the dictionary? No, he didn't write the dictionary. But,
Samuel Johnson?
Yeah. He's got a quote in there, not in the dictionary, but in his life, talking about taking your best, the lines you think are best, and just getting rid of them because they're probably overwritten.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you didn't get rid of that one.
Well, I'm glad you're glad that that I didn't get rid of it. But
how has your writing kind of changed having the rest of Deerland or you know, your bandmates as more of a permanent fixture? Do you write the song and bring it to them and they find their place in it, or do you sort of write songs with your band members in mind, thinking, oh, you know, Nick will fill in here, or you know, that sort of thing?
Not so much that as taking into consideration their likes and dislikes, and knowing that, you know, at least on this record, we're all in it together, and we're going to be standing, by these songs for a long time,
right.
And so
living with them on the road.
Yeah, maybe think a little too much about like, oh, who's going to be bored by this song, or who's, not going to like or understand this line or something. I don't really think too much about instruments when I'm writing, but it's great to have a band.
They bring some eclectic ones to the sound palette. I mean, I saw a video of you guys on Letterman, and someone had the harmonium out, and
yes,
you know, Dave was asking,
Wyndham.
What is that thing?
So
there's some cool stuff on. There's some cool toys on stage when you guys are up there.
Absolutely.
So it just definitely brings a richer, you know, sort of sound. One that you notice, you know, you wouldn't call it an evolution necessarily because there's some implication of improvement perhaps, but this record does sound a lot different from Ash Wednesday, and obviously they're a big part of that.
Sure.
Yeah, they're a bigger role.
Absolutely.
Could we hear another song from the record?
Sure. I wonder what that should be. Well, I've got this harmonica in, so I'll do this one. This is the first track off of the record. It's called Shampoo, and it sounds...
Oh, excellent.
Something like this. Shampoo, oh, it was made 30 years.
Oko. Yes, you still got a shot. Oh, 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 oh. Shampoo. You were made 20 years ago. Hard of hearing, well, anything that anyone has to say. Well, I say yellow is the color of my true love's crossbow. Yellow like the color of the sun. Red, black is the color of a strangled rain. True love's arrow, exactly the color of my blood. But I don't want to die, however dark tomorrow may be. Above me a perfect square of sky. You are worth your weight in gold. You are worth your weight in sorrow, baby. Oh, you will never know.
Elvis Perkins at WNRN. Elvis Perkins in Deerland will be at the Outback Lodge tonight here in Charlottesville. WNRN very proud to be presenting that show. That was Shampoo that you just played, Elvis. And it's interesting. It's such a painterly song. And I read an interesting quote from you saying that sometimes you wished, I think, that that you were a painter and you could just, or if not wished you were a painter, wished music was like making a painting where you could make the masterpiece, leave it there. People come to see it, and you don't have to bring the heavy thing to them all
right,
over the country.
Right.
How's touring going?
It's going good.
Good.
One day we'll be holograms.
That's
that appear in each city from our homes.
If technology accomplishes nothing else, they can do that.
It'll be that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, someday it'll be Elvis Perkins in Deerland in IMAX 3D, the way they did the U2 thing.
Hey.
It's pretty realistic.
That's good thinking.
and much easier to travel that way.
Yes.
Definitely. Now, I know you've had sort of a long and varied relationship with music. Going back, it's been noted in many interviews, to, you know, being an altar boy in church and sort of being swept up in, you know, the musicality and the, I think, artistry actually of ceremony and ritual in the Catholic Church. And I was wondering if that's where a lot of people make note of kind of a Dixieland or a New Orleans element to your music. But as far as I can tell from your bio, you never actually lived down in
New Orleans.
No, yeah.
No.
Did you? Or
no, I think I might in the future. But
yeah.
And, you know, it's
LA,
arguable
New
that
York.
LA, New
Providence,
York.
Rhode
Providence,
Island.
Santa Fe.
So, okay. So
Jamaica. Cape Cod.
Would you agree that that's an influence? Or I mean, do you sort of hear that influence in your music? Or
I mean, I think it's more present on this record,
mm-hmm,
on the
mm-hmm
new one, than it is on the last one.
The brass instruments,
the brass,
obviously,
yeah,
has a lot to do with
yeah
that.
Everybody
yeah
in the band plays a horn, so sort of accidentally or serendipitously, if that's a word, we have that element on the record. And we have, you know, gone through many a city together as a band,
mm-hmm,
and I don't know if there is a band out there that wouldn't be taken by the mojo of New Orleans, but if there's a place that we had to pick up and I'll go to, you know, for a reality show or something, we might, I think we would all choose New Orleans, yeah. There'd probably be a few other cities that we could all agree on. But there's obviously something happening down there.
I don't suppose you played the Jazz Fest at all.
No, we didn't.
But I saw that you are playing the Newport Folk Festival, which on this huge year, which must be... Have you done that before since
you lived in
the
area? We did that a couple of years ago, we were only really half there because we had played Lollapalooza the night before and had driven through the night. And so by the time we were on stage at Newport, we were... zombies.
A little out of it, yeah.
Yeah, we were holograms of ourselves. So this time we hope to be better rested. And
this is the 50th anniversary,
this
right?
This is, yeah.
That's going to be great. It's a great lineup, too, from what I've seen.
It's a great lineup, and I think they've removed the Dunkin' Donuts of the world from the title. Did you know?
No.
It's before, when we were there, it was Dunkin' Donuts Folk Festival, and like every stage is like festooned and bannered with giant double D's, for lack of a better terminology. But it sort of gets in the way of the experience when you're, you know, watching some old school pickers, flat pickers, and on either side of them is, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts propaganda. But from what I can tell, this year the colors are gone and the whole thing is gone. So should be nothing against Dunkin' Donuts,
nice.
Of course.
That's nice. Well, it's nice to be, you know, back to basics for the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Well, we've got time for one more song. Would you like to share one more from the new album?
Sure. I'll send us out with a song called 1, 2, 3, Goodbye.
1, 2, 3, goodbye. I love you more in death than I ever could in life. Oh, 1, 2, 3, everybody sigh when the dollar is young and the year is new. Oh, me and my friend the wolf moon will be over you. Unto the night time, I dream for you 12 sparrow pretty in a row. 1 and 23 eyes, they open to the risen scarecrow with his mind all blown. Down the hay-lined roads to his farmer's throne. It was happy, 1, 2, 3. It was sad, 1, 2, 3. We were happy once, you and me, when we were sad. Once upon a time, we were happy in the bathtub in the abacus of the rains. Oh, once upon a time, we'd try our laughter on the blackboard with the calculus of pain. And with good news from a weather vane, we'll go our separate ways. Singing happy, 1, 2, 3. Singing sad, 1, 2, 3. We'll be happy once, you and me, when we'll be sad. Only once in a lifetime, when the dollar is young and the year is new. Only once in a lifetime will the undoing of two souls be so easy to do. It's when you find somebody who's very easy to lose. It was happy, 1, 2, 3, or it was sad, 1, 2, 3. We were happy. Goodbye. 1, 2, 3, goodbye. Goodbye. Ready, 1, 2, 3, goodbye. Goodbye. Steady, 1, 2, 3, goodbye. Goodbye. It's nice to know you all. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, it's nice to meet you all. Goodbye. And are you ready?
Goodbye.
Thank you, Elvis. Thanks for coming in. That was Elvis Perkins tonight. Elvis Perkins and Deerland will be at the Outback Lodge here in Charlottesville, WNRN. Very pleased to be presenting that show and looking forward to seeing you again, Elvis.
Thanks so much for having me. Hope to see you all down there tonight.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming in.
Back to the boat arc.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. We actually just played on a boat recently in France. It was quite nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
No one got seasick?
Well, it was a docked boat, but with audience participation, we got it swaying on the the seaworthy, swayable slow jams.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I've got Elvis Perkins live in studio here at WNRN. Can we get another song from you, sir?
Sure. What would you like to hear?
Oh, goodness. We were talking about this song before, and I would really like to hear your rendition of Doomsday, since
okay.
It's the title of the new EP.
Okay. Yeah, we've got two versions of this song, Doomsday, on this EP. I can't very well do the fast, raucous one with the band, so I think here comes the slower one, which is how the song was created, and it goes something like this.
And feeling mighty fine. Doomsday, it won't bother me. Will it bother you? You told me once and again. Does it mean that we won't be friends? When doomsday, it rears that lovely head again. I know you voted for that evil man. Oh, I would never refuse your hand on doomsday. Wildest dreams, it never once was seen that doomsday might fall in the air to a Tuesday. But flying across the sky, before my eyes, and there's no sense to a good by and by, 'cause I don't plan to die.
It's WNRN, and I've got live in studio Elvis Perkins. And, well, the show going on tonight at the Southern, and Elvis is going to have the full band. It's going to be Elvis Perkins in Deerland. And I want to thank you so much for stopping by the NRN studios today.
Thanks so much for having me. And it should also be known that the great A.A. Bondi will be at the show tonight with us.
Elvis, thank you so much. The show going on tonight at the Southern, Elvis Perkins in Deerland. And I think I'm going to take one to go out with from your new EP.
What an idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the Doomsday EP. And I think I'm going to go with Stop, Drop, Rock, and Roll.
I think that's the only choice right now.
Can you tell us just a little bit about this song?
Yeah, this song, it's sort of, it's a mysterious song. I don't know where it came from. I mean, I know where it came from. It's existed many times before, but I just put some new words to it. It has something to do with the idea of the advent of rock and roll being a daily process, and that anybody can be its parent if they so choose. So this is my child of rock and roll right here.
Stop, Drop, Rock and Roll, music from Elvis Perkins on WNRN.